Now to stock markets, where European bank shares fell sharply today, with the Swiss bank Credit Suisse tumbling to a new low. There are renewed concerns on the part of investors about stresses within the banking sector, all triggered by Silicon Valley Bank's sudden collapse in the United States at the weekend. Let's talk to Peter Brown, Managing Director of Bagot Investment Partners. Peter, you're very welcome to the programme, and thanks for coming in to shed some light on all of this. So Credit Suisse, I think across Europe, a fairly well-known household banking name. It lost, what is it, 20%, a fifth of its value today. What's going on there?
25% last checked. So we just need to give a little bit of background here. The markets are in a very volatile state, and they're in a very volatile state because we've come from an era of zero interest rates and printing money and central bank support to an era of central banks withdrawing support, raising interest rates to fight inflation. And that's made everyone very nervous and trying to find out how high interest rates are going to go. And of course, the Silicon Valley Bank collapsed because they made long-term loans at low interest rates, and then they suddenly are funding them at short-term interest rates in the United States of 5%, and they became insolvent. They've been bailed out. The depositors there have been bailed out. The bondholders are going to take the hit. Credit Suisse. So anything to do with banking in this environment, because we've got such heightened volatility, is going to cause an overreaction. Credit Suisse is a basket case since 2008. It's a basket case of a bank. It'll probably be gone and nationalised by the Swiss National Bank before the end of the year. They've got non-performing loans in there, which you can hide when interest rates are zero, right? But when interest rates start to rise, non-performing loans create a bigger problem. They've got the Russian situation there, and whatever is in the black box in the bank, which we can't see inside, derivatives, whatever's in there, they've continuously needed funding. They got a $4.5 billion bailout last year. They've lost $110 billion worth of depositors last quarter, and apparently this quarter even more. So they're not representative of banking as a whole. This is a basket case bank that's been mothballed and supported for a decade.
I suppose lots of us remember Lehman Brothers, and we were told that that was a very particular set of circumstances that led to its collapse. And yet we know the contagion that followed from that. How great is the concern that we could be seeing the start of something perhaps like that?
So we definitely have an issue here that we've got an awful lot of debt, more debt than we had in 2008, right across the board, sovereign debt, corporate debt, personal debt. But we've got banks that are much better capitalized, much better controlled and much better capitalized. So I have absolutely no worries whatsoever with the general banking system as a whole, and specifically Irish banks. And in fact, you know, we would be investing and buying bank shares, you know, if were it not for just the headline, but it's creating an opportunity to buy bank shares. So I would have no worry for depositors in banks whatsoever, and no worry about a systemic bank collapse. But we do have a situation where a lot of these banks are badly run, right? And Credit Suisse is in that category. I mean, they've even come out last Tuesday and said, look, there's material weakness in our financial reporting, which is astonishing for a bank that's had bailouts and things like that, to be still in that situation. So they're not representative. They're not representative. But we are in an era here of rates being raised to a level to try and create a recession to get inflation under control. There's a lot of people think inflation is just going to disappear and go away. It isn't. It isn't going to go away. It's going to be here for quite a long period of time, and we need high interest rates to control it and get it down, right? And we're going to end up with a credit event of some sort as interest rates keep rising. But I don't believe it's going to be systemic.
So Silicon Valley Bank, Credit Suisse, will there be others which will come in under the spotlight now and maybe struggling to survive?
There might be others, right? There might be others. And what will definitely happen is we definitely will get a slowdown in credit available. There'll be cautionary, right? There's no question about it. There'll be cautionary. You'll see job losses. You will see recession. Ireland is a different case. It's different. You'll see a big hit in tech because this was a tech bank. This was a tech bank. And anyone who's in venture capital and who's borrowed the $2 million and had $2 million on deposit and has managed to get that money back, when they go to another round of venture capital funding, they're going to find that very difficult. Tech is an area that is really under control. And we had the collapse of FTX, crypto exchange as well. So the whole of the tech area is there. Okay. We're looking at a recession, Ryan, here to kind of slow the economies down to get inflation under control.
Peter Brown from Bagot Investment Partners, thanks very much for being with us.